to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Thank you for joining us for another Agent Talk. This week, I have Drew Morris, who I've gotten to know through DMARS Market Trends Committee. He jumped on just a little bit before I did, about 2.5 years ago, and he's been a real estate agent for 7.5 years. And I bring up the half because he claims it just like I claim my half inch. So we got to stay true to what it is, right? So he's with York Castle Real Estate. I wanted to bring him on board because he has some of the same views I have in looking at real estate as a wealth building opportunity. And right now, having been through the most turbulent year I can personally remember and not being quite done yet, so how do we continue on our path to 2021, into 2022 and 2023? How do we engage with our clients on a very personal level to continue to support their success in real estate? And so, Drew, there's really nobody more perfect than you to have that conversation with today. So thank you for joining me.
Awesome. Thanks, Nicole. Glad to be here.
Yes. So you are not only you're an investor, so you own several investments today. You just sold one and you're looking to optimize that cash opportunity. But you also focus on education like I do. So before we had the first shutdown, you were doing classes and you were telling me you had a class right up to the belly end of that period of time. Talk a little bit about how you engage with your clients and keep them educated on what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, part of our role as agents on my team, just in the industry as a whole, right, is educating people, is helping people make good decisions. We're in sales roles, we're salespeople, quote unquote, but you know, we're not in the business of, convincing people to do something they're not sure of or don't want to do. So engagement for us and for me, I mean, it really is giving people tools. It's giving them knowledge and helping interpret that knowledge, again, towards towards good decision-making for them and towards helping them accomplish goals. So, you know, education through videos like this. One of the things that I haven't done well going in during COVID is continuing these education seminars and classes online. But what I've been able to do is record myself at least talking about a subject, talking about a market update. You introduced me to Dean, actually, who's fantastic. So he's been helping me do more market update videos that so people don't just have to read what I have to write. So pushing those out has been super helpful for people to just see me talk about certain things, again, and feel confident what's going on, share my perspective on things, give them a real life example, give them a real person, me, talking about it, because I eat, breathe, and live this, right, every day, just like you. The other activities outside of videos and emailing and sending those, of course, engaging in phone calls and having that personal interaction is super important. Face-to-face when possible and when it makes sense. We've been able to continue doing that one-on-one in certain situations. And then, you know, the engaging with other families and having our families get together with other families, I mean, that's been super important.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theroofteam.com. That's theroofteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
So as we look forward, right, we've traveled this journey. Some of us have jumped into real estate at this point, or maybe they're waiting, especially from an investing perspective. Of course, so much news to absorb, whether or not we'll get shut down again, whether or not, or how long I should say, before a vaccine comes out and we can return to whatever new normal looks like. What would you, how do you relate to your clients today? How do you keep engaged with them so that you continue to be that advisor for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think being a person that is experiencing it firsthand and being a, I think, a voice of, let's say, reason, a voice of confidence, a very, like, in a way, it's like an even-keeled approach to things. That's something that my clients always mention. It's almost like a common theme where they can always rely on me to just kind of be even keeled about things. Like, no matter what's going on, the house can be burning down. And I'm like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. Like, just work through it. So while everybody's ramping up, to help trying to bring that back down and slow it down can be super helpful. And that's something that I learned from the Marine Corps, actually, because you had to be in that kind of setting. So dealing with friction and dealing with emotional responses and emotional environment and unstable environment, you know, again, bringing that to the table has been super helpful.
I absolutely agree. I love the what you brought into this from your military background as far as being the even keel kind of advisor. I think that there's a lot of stress, especially this year. Everybody is on a very personal space, and small things become very big things very quickly. And to be able to have that person standing beside you and walking through, because the long-term opportunity, and you even said, you know, before we started recording, is that one of your main focuses is to continue to educate people and advise them on the power of real estate. The real estate is a wealth-building vehicle, is specifically what you said. And I couldn't agree more with that, especially when we're in the turbulence of the stock market and the economy and the environment. The one thing real estate does is increase in value long-term. Right. It's not a short term play. It's a long term play. We could even be in a position, which I just can't even fathom, but we could be in a position where we pull back on values for a minute. And long term, though, the play is solid.
Yeah.
As long as you understand the market and you understand all the aspects of owning a rental property, right? And being a landlord. Let's actually go back. So, Drew, 7.5 years ago, if you had the opportunity to talk to him, what would you have told him?
I wish I would have started buying real estate sooner.
Yes.
Because as you ask people who are experienced investors and they've been through turbulent times and they've been in doing it for 20, 30 years, whatever it is, that's their same response. I wish I would have started earlier. So, and specifically as a veteran in the VA home loan, I wish I would have understood the power of the VA home loan earlier on in my military career. And then as I was exiting the military, and specifically to that, I wish I would have purchased a multi-unit property and lived in it for a year or two, and then would have had, you know, a two or four flex or whatever it is, anything that made sense. So that's my advice for new veterans who are coming, who are leaving and kind of entering into their civilian world, or, and they're building a new life. As soon as they can do that, the better. If they can do it while they're active duty, awesome. That's what I would have told myself about that specifically. On the real estate industry front, I think for me, it's going back and saying, you know, it's okay to dream big. It's okay to have big goals. It's okay to have some fear, but, you know, have courage, right? Like, have courage, because I guess the more you believe in something, the more you can attract people to that particular vision and goal, and the more likely it is to come true. So don't be afraid of that. For being brand new, know that, and kind of going back to our earlier conversation, like from day one, yes, you don't have experience, but you have character. You're a person that has value, and you can be a real person with some other people. So know that and be a leader for your clients. Start to build the confidence now, knowing that being a leader, you're not the most experienced, but you're a person that cares about somebody. You care about doing well. You care about your client achieving a goal and making a big life move, and that's going to impact their life for years, right? So stepping out of the role immediately, have confidence, have courage, and do it. Be the leader for them.
That was Phenomenal. And what an incredible way to wrap this up, to invest sooner, right? I mean, if you'd ask a homeowner when they're 65, 70 years old, if they could still own all the homes that they'd owned in their lifetime, the answer would be yes. Yeah. They might have bought that first one for like $15,000. Oh, yeah. Mind blowing. But to start often, to jump in, and to the experiences that you bring to the table as far as being able to fail big, right? That's where you see massive successes. And then to be that advisor and be that confident leader for your clients. What a great way to summarize, and what a pleasure it has been, truly.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.